In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host. John Rush is out today. I'm your host, Andy Pate.
And Rob Ray with Mighty Hand Construction.
Exactly. Rob is filling in with me today. And are you excited? Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Are you down for this?
Yes. Thank you for inviting me again. What an honor.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Well, Rob, I just want to ask you, first of all, how was your Christmas?
It was good. Got to see family. Got to slow down a little bit in the midst of it all. Being a business owner, you know, you still have to stay at the helm a little bit. You can't take too much time, but we definitely got some time with family. So it was
good.
Did
you actually gather together? Did you disobey our governor? You know, are you a criminal,
we
Rob?
Did. We resisted. We humbly resisted in a form of obedience to God over government. And we got together with our family and, man, had a normal Christmas. You go figure. That. Who knew that would be outlawed? Just having a normal Christmas.
You know, I got to ask you this, Rob, because you're a big construction guy, right? Do you do much outside, or is it all internal? What do you do?
Well, we do exterior and interior, obviously, in the winter. It's mostly interior. But, no, we're known for doing decks, patio covers, siding, roofs. But I'd say our bread and butter is the kitchens, basements, bathrooms.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because you're all about the house then.
Absolutely.
What about Christmas lights? Do you put up a lot of them? What do you do?
You know, you know that old adage about mechanics and their own cars not necessarily being the most well-maintained.
Well,
it's similar in the construction industry. You know, we're so busy remodeling other people's homes, we don't always get to our own, or they're in progress. I know several guys in our company where their basements are taking the back burner. And it's the same with the Christmas lights. You know, a few of the guys went above and beyond, but most of us were pretty late to the game getting our tree up. But we did our best. You know, I do the pretty basic, clean icicle lights and a tree. I convinced my wife we got to go real. We can't do the fake. I've got to do the real
tree. You won't do the fake.
I got to have that smell of, I just grew up with the smell of the pine tree, you know, that evergreen.
See, my wife does it. She does this whole Christmas area. And that's about it. Now, we're not like John Rush. John Rush's house looks like Vegas.
Does he go overboard? He goes with it. He goes.
He
crazy.
Does. In fact, did you know that the Martians, they consider John's home to be the Christmas star?
Oh, wow.
It's that bright.
They can see it from light years away.
Yeah, I think he's actually been. Charlie, has he been on the Parade of Homes with this, with what he does with his lights, John?
Oh, wow.
Yes, he has.
That's awesome.
I know. So he is totally into lights. So I was just wondering, are you going to leave yours up long? I mean, into January, February?
You know, we take them down pretty quick. Because we put them up so early this year. And so I think that's why we're going to take them down a little bit sooner. Normally, we don't put them up so early, and then we can leave them longer. So you got to, you know, do one or the other.
Okay. Well, folks, all this week, the theme is going to be look back, look forward. Look back to look forward. Why? Obviously, because 2020, 2021, right? And today we're going to talk about faith and family in America. That's going to be our main topic. You can call in on anything. We can talk about anything. But Rob is starting a church. He is a pastor. He's been a youth pastor for many years, and we'll be talking about that later on. But 2020 had an immense impact on faith in America.
That's right.
And 2021 is going to have a huge impact, and also on family and what we do with family. We were just talking about it. What'd you do with your family over the holidays? Was that changed? I'm gonna tell you right off. In my opinion, it didn't change probably for about 80% of people.
Yeah, I think for most of us, we could see the need for family. We could weigh the cost. We could use common sense, and we knew what the risk was. And we determined that seeing friends and family, opening presents, hugging each other, was worth the risk. It really was.
Absolutely. Okay, well, later this hour, we're going to speak with Michelle Thompson from South Dakota Tourism again. And why? Because they actually allow family and faith in South Dakota. I bet you didn't know that.
That's right.
It's not illegal there.
Come on. Way to go, South Dakota.
Yeah, you don't have a governor who, like, hates you if you do that. By the way, did you see Christy Noem, what she wanted for Christmas?
No.
Yeah, she said, here's what I want for Christmas, and she was on this picture with a flamethrower.
Oh,
I thought that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's a real governor.
No, she's a great governor. My dad's actually thinking about moving to South Dakota. He wants to get to the land of the free.
you're gonna have to tell Michelle all about that.
Yes.
It's going to be pretty exciting to talk to Michelle. Richard Rush, of course, we're going to have in the next hour. Kurt Rogers with the Monday Mortgage Minute in the third hour. But first, I want to ask everyone, how did you disobey POLIS and enjoy Christmas? Did you gather? Did you travel? Did you protest lockdowns? What was your super spreader event? Give us a call, 303-477-5600. Or we also want to hear about any Karen tales.
Yep.
Did you encounter any Karens this holiday season? Got any stories? I want to hear them. And here's why. I want to ask this big question today, and I'm going to be asking it of you, Rob.
Sure.
Christians versus Karens.
Yeah.
Who is more fun? 303-477-5600. And the reason I want to ask this is, traditionally, going back decades, who is the group that everybody thought was no fun, that was judging them everywhere they went?
The fundamentalist Christians.
Exactly.
Right? That's what people thought.
And you can still, I don't even know what a fundamentalist Christian is anymore. I'm not really sure.
Sure, yeah.
Because it used to be the ones who would scream a lot mm-hmm. from the pulpit, mm-hmm. right? I'd like to do that. I think that'd be fun, just to scream from the pulpit.
Hey, you can get excited in the pulpit.
I don't know I'd talk about, but I'd do it loudly.
Hey, sometimes truth demands emotion, but...
Yes.
But yeah, Christians were known, unfortunately, as being the judgmental critics. But now, yeah, Karens have replaced, in essence, they've replaced the ancient Pharisees of old, because they call out minor legalistic infractions on man's ordinances rather than really seeing the heart behind things. They're too often blinded by external law and legislation that's really not real legislation.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about it, Rob. I mean, who is holding back your life? Who is holding back your life today? You walk around today, you go to the store, you go, you know, online. How about that one? You go online, Facebook,
yep.
Twitter, and so forth. You go anywhere. Who is restricting your life today? Is it the Christians or is it the Karens?
it's a great question.
And yep. I'm seeing, yep. in a way, I am seeing COVID having brought out the big political divide in this country going forward. I think, in a way, it is the Christians versus the Karens. And by Christians, I don't even mean people who are born-again, right-wing, evangelical Christians like
okay.
me and you.
Okay.
There are atheist Republicans. There are Buddhist Republicans. There are Jewish Republicans.
Sure,
and
sure.
so forth. I'm talking about, I mean, obviously, when I talk about Christians, I'm talking people who believe in Christ like you and me.
Right.
But I'm talking the political divide. The people on our side... We want to control our own lives, not yours.
Yes. We believe in self-control as a fruit of the Holy Spirit, that part of the Christian's morality is self-governance, not policing everybody else. Now, we do believe in truth, and we submit that to the marketplace of ideas, hoping that it prevails and people get convicted and change their own behavior.
Yes.
But we don't actually believe in policing everybody else. That's what the Pharisees did. That's who Jesus had the hardest time with.
Well, let me ask you a question here, Rob. You're a pastor. Okay, you
yep.
do this thing,
yep.
and I have a degree in the ministry, so you yep. know we can yep. kind of talk the lingo. When did Jesus and the apostles ever try to force non-Christians to live like Christians?
I can't think of an example. They would call them. They would call them to the truth, call them to their way of life, knowing that it was, like Jesus said, the way, the truth, the life, that he was the
right.
way. But they wouldn't.
But they first called them in through the door. Now, once you're in
right.
through the door, when
right.
you're in the church, there are certain ways that you need to act because, let's face it, otherwise you're going to be abusive towards
right.
your fellow
right.
Christians and so forth. You will be in the body abusing the body.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, is true in any organization.
Yeah.
Right? You can't go into a business and then do things that are damaging to the business. You
right.
can't go into a church and do things that are damaging to the church. So that is, you're talking about calling people in through the doorway. But
yeah.
I'm talking, they're on the other side first.
Mm-hmm.
When did Jesus and the apostles ever look at those people who are on the other side of the doorway and say, you have to act like us now?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think they always offered the invitation of what we would consider repentance, right? Changing your mind, changing your life. But they never forced it, certainly not at the hands of the government. The irony is, government's actually there to punish evil and reward good. And so the Bible gives a definition for government and when it should intervene. It's just, I think those on the right, traditionally, as conservatives, we believe the government should intervene as little as possible. Whereas on the left, they want the government to intervene only when they want to, much as possible. That's the irony, is they, you know, they'll say things like my body, my choice on certain topics. But then, of course, here with COVID, it's no longer my body, my choice, right?
Right.
So it's the irony of hypocrisy, where we all want the government to be involved only where we want it involved. And the Karens just have a way of uniquely pointing out where someone is not in alignment with the social cause of the day.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay, tell you what, after the break, when we come back, we're going to talk about some Karen.
I have some Karen. Exactly. I've got some examples.
You got some examples, too? I got some examples. I do have one from Summit County, which I do right now. I'm saying this on the air. I want them to be renamed Soviet County. Is there a way they could do that? I mean, an official renaming of a county?
Yeah.
Because there's something about these little mountain counties right now. They're all becoming these little cults. Man. And it's just like weird going up there during COVID. But we'll get to that after the break. And
you'll have to rename the whole state then, Andy. It'll be the People's Republic of Colorado.
My gosh. It's getting there.
It's getting there.
Well, let's hope we can change it.
Yes.
All right. First up, Purefoy Chevrolet. John's new Corvette C8 is out at Purefoy's Corvette showroom. Actually, it was, but Rob took it for a drive. Rob, have you brought a C8 back yet, or are you still using it?
I think I'm just going to hang on to it.
You're going to hang on to it?
Yeah.
But leave it in his name and put up lots of miles.
There we go.
There you go. Hey, that's a good way to go. Okay, and also, you can go up there right now and you can look at John's C8. It is gorgeous. And also look at Purefoy's full line of new and used cars. They're on year-end deals, folks. Now is the time to get a car. You want a car? Do it now. Find Purefoy Chevrolet online at purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311. Purefoy Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith with Golden Eagle would love to help you with your financial future, how you get there, how you stay there. Fact is, folks, let's face it, you're clawing through the forest. Well, Al has an eagle eye view. To benefit from Al's foresight, call Golden Eagle at 303-744-1128 or find them at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Okay, Barber's Foods is next up. Hey, Rob, coming out of the holidays, am I right? Do we all have weight to lose?
Absolutely.
Yes, we do. Yep. And part of losing that weight is finding healthier meat options. That's not a problem at Barber's Foods because they've got the best, healthiest steaks, fish, chicken, bison, delicious meats for you and your friends and family. Shipping is free. The taste is epic. Call or text 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado source bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
Hey!
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That is from Anna and the Apocalypse. And Rob, I'm going to be playing music from Anna and the Apocalypse all day. Why? Because it's Christmas music, believe it or not.
I like it. I like it.
Sound pretty good?
Yeah, it's a different kind of Christmas music, but I like it.
I know. It's a zombie movie.
Interesting.
Zombie musical.
Zombie Christmas.
I know. I keep telling people about this musical. And the music is really great. The movie's okay.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's kind of so-so.
Okay.
Okay. Karens. Let's talk about control. Now, I'm going to lead off with one here, and you're going to go next. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. Summit County. I put this out and just asked people online, hey, what are your Karen stories? And this one came in. Summit County is insane. I'm reading from this post. I just heard of a family who rented a condo with their in-laws. Oh, this actually, my wife posted this based on what they said. The police showed up and cited the family with a court summons for a misdemeanor and a $5,000 fine.
Wow.
Now here's why, and I'll just break this down. Because they had too many families in the condo. It was their mom and dad. So they considered their mom and dad, the extension of their family, to be part of their family. And so they're fining them $5,000. These people who came up, by the way, these people are bringing money and business
into
to
the state.
Summit County.
Into the county, yes.
Yes, and into the state and into the county, right?
Gosh.
So they're bringing this into the county. And some Karen, because think about it. It's not like, you know, the cops sensed through the force that they were in there.
Right.
Somebody called them in. So some Karen there actually called them in and turned them in.
Wow.
And the cops
nothing
literally
better to
came,
do.
Yeah, the cops literally came to their door and said, okay, and they said right out, hey, it's my mom and dad. And they said, $5,000. So
wow.
Or 90 days. And here's the thing. They have to come back from wherever they were. I think it's another state. I'm not sure, but I think it's another state. They got to come back at a certain time to appear in court.
Wow. That's where I really would hope law enforcement could keep their oaths and not enforce unjust laws. I mean, that's just
Isn't
sad.
That horrible?
It's sad.
Yeah. I mean, how would you like to be a Summit County cop right now?
Gosh.
Because if you don't enforce it, you're fired.
Right. That's true.
Right.
It's a price to pay.
Yeah. 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 Your family. They're
in
like,
some counties. Yeah.
Yeah. And yet if you do enforce it, I mean, my gosh, what do the cops have to feel like right now?
Wow.
They got to feel sick to their stomachs.
Wow. The severity just doesn't match what's going on. That's what we've been saying from the beginning. Many of us, it's not that we're unwilling to use common sense and protect ourselves or our community from a virus. It's just these restrictions and retributions do not make sense. And that's what I got into. I've got a Karen example.
Yeah, let's hear it,
Andy. I've got, you know, I was on, this is on Facebook. You got to be careful with some of these Facebook conversations.
Right, right, right. We'll say right now, man, folks, we have not vetted this.
Man,
we're just going on what people say they've been through. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, and I'm careful with Facebook. I don't always engage with these, but I just had to respond to this one. I had a good friend, father figure, mentor, older gentleman in my life. He's been just an incredible community member and has owned his own business. Anyway, he posted this: over 800,000 Americans died from cardiovascular disease last year. Those numbers are rising. It's unacceptable. The total U.S. deaths from COVID to date are 326,000. Just ponder that. That's all he said. All he said was numbers, right? 800,000 deaths from cardiovascular, 300,000 from COVID, and look at the restrictions, the enforcement, the mandates we're taking for COVID versus cardiovascular. And that's all he said. He left it up to your own conclusions. He said, make your own conclusions, just trying to have the conversation. Well, a Karen came out of the woodworks.
What'd they do?
And man, her comment was pretty nasty. She said, there's also cancer deaths, HIV, kidney, Alzheimer's, car accidents. There's so many different deaths. We could break down all of them. But right now, the house that is on fire in the neighborhood is COVID. And that's what we need to focus on. And that's their perspective. These Karen, they really believe they're doing justice in the earth.
Okay,
they're
helping. Back up. So the house that's on fire.
Right. That's her analogy.
Is COVID. Now, it doesn't matter to her that we're calling everything a COVID death if COVID is attached to it with two or three other comorbidities.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter to her that, and I'm going to get to your response here in a second.
No,
it doesn't
good.
Matter to her that the numbers of deaths in several other major categories have dropped while COVID has risen.
Yes, exactly. I think that's what Ray was trying to point out. And so coming to his defense, because I knew he wouldn't add to any more of the conversation or didn't want to instigate argument.
No.
And I know the guy is just a really nice guy. And I just said, here's the thing. The house is not on fire. And I know that's a bold statement. I just said, at least not with COVID. Fire implies emergency with a survival rate of 99.9%. It's actually not an emergency, at least not like the political elites and media have made it out to be. Part of what Ray's pointing out here is that we've made COVID a bigger deal, even in real comparison to other fatalities and other diseases. There are so many problems on that should be demanding more of our mental energy and dedication to eradicate. Bottom line, life wasn't meant to be lived masked and distanced. What it's doing to families and businesses and the economy is much worse. The isolation you and the government are prescribing is a death wish for humanity and unreasonable, unacceptable. And I go on and on.
Yeah. I'll bet she freaked because you brought up actual numbers.
The numbers never lie, right?
Right.
And she did respond, and then there was a couple more interchanges, and we kept it respectful. I was actually pretty proud of both of us for keeping it honoring and keeping it respectful. And
good.
Turns out we obviously have very different media sources where we're getting information from, and she claimed to be a Christian. I claimed to be a Christian, and that's when we got into the argument about Jesus's response, right? And she said, well, Jesus would wear a mask. It's like the Trump card. And I said, well,
really?
Actually, Jesus healed the lepers. He touched the lepers. Well, we can't heal people today. And then
so Jesus would ignore consequences. He would ignore numbers. He would ignore the total impact. Tell you what, later in the hour, we'll come back to
we
this
can come
because,
back. Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to come back to this and talk about how we are treating COVID as a plague.
Right.
Okay.
And if it really were, that's a different...
Then Christians would address it totally differently. Mm-hmm. It is not a plague. We'll look at the numbers of that when we come back later in the hour.
Yep.
We're going to be talking to Michelle Thompson here up after the break. We want to talk about happy things.
Yeah.
Non-Karen things
that's
here for
right.
a moment.
Come
talk
on.
About a great state.
South Dakota. It's free. It's great.
Okay. We'll do that after the break. First, American National Insurance. American National Insurance is next. And for all your insurance needs, please give Paul Leuenberger a call. He'll sit down with you. He'll go over your existing policies, and he'll see if you have the right coverage. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Paul is John Rush's insurance agent. He can be yours, too. Give Paul a call at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Okay, Novus Auto Glass, they want to help you with all your windshield needs, and they'll work with all insurance companies. Don't forget, if your vehicle has lane departure warner, lane keep assist, you got those things, right, Rob?
Yep.
Yeah. If you get a new windshield, then you're going to need calibration as well. Novus can take care of that, and folks, they're really good at it.
One-stop shop.
Exactly. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S, Novus.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Okay, up next is Michael Bailey Law. He is the Rush to Reason Mobile Estate Planner, which means he'll meet you anywhere you want. Although, let's face it, a lot of what Michael does, he can do over the phone. Why? Because he makes it easy. Just let him know what you need, and he'll ask all the right questions and make that happen. 720-730-7274, or you can find Michael at klzradio.com.
When Michael Bailey creates your estate plan, you only talk to Michael Bailey the whole time. You don't need to press zero for the operator when you call Michael Bailey Law Office, because Michael Bailey himself answers the phone every time. Michael Bailey personally ensures the accuracy of your legal documents, and Michael Bailey remains available to answer all your legal questions. Choose KLZ's Mobile Estate Planner and only talk to the attorney. KLZradio.com/estate.
The Colorado State Legislature will delay meeting until possibly mid-February, ostensibly to wait for COVID-19 cases to subside. Or are they buying more time to draft bills that will hurt Colorado's hardworking men and women? Kim Munson here. Tuesday, former State Senator Kevin Lundberg joins me to break down what happened in 2020 and what he expects from this legislature and governor in 2021. Plus, producer Steve, researcher Patty Kurgan, and Kim will update you on the latest headlines. All this Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
This hopeless town. Welcome back to Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That was appropriate because it feels kind of hopeless right now here in Denver. People are down. But you know where people are up?
South Dakota.
South Dakota. With us on the line right now is the president, CEO, Grand Poobah of the Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association, Michelle Thompson. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. All things considered, I don't live there, so I'm not doing great, but we're doing pretty well. By the way, you've already won someone over. Yet another person is moving up there. Rob, you want to mention this?
Yeah, Michelle, I wanted to tell you my dad's moving up to South Dakota. He's just fell in love with it. He visited Rushmore twice recently, and he just the way that the state's being run, the freedom. He's really believes his business would thrive better up there, so he's going to be moving.
Oh, great. That's fantastic. We're happy to have him and his business in our state.
Awesome.
Well, Michelle, how did the shopping season go up there? We had people in our malls right at the end when it was supposed to, you know, it was the desperation shopping.
Last minute. But that was about it.
They were pretty low traffic through our malls leading up to that. How about up there? Were people just packing them in?
Oh, there were a lot of people out and about. I don't know what the final numbers were, of course, but I saw quite a few news reports from local businesses, especially, that were extremely happy with how the locals were supporting them. And a lot of businesses saying they were up slightly, some saying they were down slightly, but they were happy with that based on everything that's been going on. So, yeah, our retail is doing pretty well in this area.
Michelle, to be up slightly or down slightly from last year,
right.
versus what's happening in most of the country, like here in Colorado. Let me tell you something, that's fantastic. And I'll remind everybody, right now South Dakota has a 3.6% unemployment rate. It's absolutely incredible. Okay,
wow.
What are you guys doing up there that's special? I'm going to ask you about January here in a moment, and obviously you're going to mention your stock show. But what about New Year's Eve? Because I got to be honest, down here in Colorado, New Year's Eve celebrations are incredibly restricted. It's just, you know, everybody stay apart. Everybody, nobody go near each other. It's just not really, New Year's is not happening. I think we're one of the worst top five
in the nation.
Actually. Yeah, I think it's actually going to stay 2020 here. So up there,
that's not true.
Yeah. if somebody wanted to, breeze up that way, you guys are 5 hours away. And actually enjoy New Year's, what's it going to be like? What's happening?
Sure. So the main place that a lot of people celebrate New Year's Eve is in Deadwood. Deadwood's always got great events going on. They've got a ball drop at the historic Franklin Hotel. All of the casinos do fun things for New Year's Eve celebration. But we have a lot of people that come out to the area, too, and just rent a cabin in the hills and have their own great little New Year's Eve party on their own, too. So we welcome people to come out and experience what the Black Hills have to offer on New Year's Eve or any other time.
How are we doing on the hotel space right now? I mean, is everything booked up too bad? Or can basically just call ahead and see what you can find?
Yeah, so for Deadwood, I'm not exactly sure where their occupancy is right now. They might be pretty full for New Year's Eve, but I would imagine there are rooms available throughout Deadwood or close to Deadwood. There are communities like Lead and Spearfish that are very close to Deadwood. The rest of the Black Hills, you know, this is our slower time of the year, so unless people are coming out to do snowmobiling or snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, the occupancy is a little bit lower until you hit events, of course, like the Black Hills Stock Show.
Yeah, and by the way, for those who don't know, you know, a lot of people, when we think outlying areas, we're thinking 40 minutes away. It's not like that. I stayed in Lead when I went to, you know, to Deadwood, and it was 5 minutes away from Deadwood.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even if Deadwood is packed up, you can find a lot of hotel reservations in the outlying areas, and they're not that far away. Deadwood, by the way, is one heck of a fun mountain town. I have a feeling it's going to be rocking there on New Year's Eve.
Deadwood always puts on a great show for any of the events that they do, and New Year's Eve is always a lot of fun. And, you know, you're exactly right with the proximity of, you know, Lead to Deadwood or Spearfish to Deadwood. The Black Hills are a relatively small area, so really any community that you stay in is very close to the next event or the next community that you're looking at. So it makes it really easy to see a lot in a short amount of time.
Okay, Michelle, we're talking about I'm sorry, what, Rob?
I was just going to add a question. Go ahead. Yeah, I was just, Michelle, my dad coming back from Mount Rushmore several times, and I've heard amazing things about the Badlands. I didn't know, other than those two major draws, I'm sure there's plenty of others. Is there a couple of highlights you could mention for us on the, if I were to take my family up there and maybe do a little bit more sightseeing, round trip, and see more than just those two, what else you'd recommend?
Oh, absolutely. There is so much to see and do in the Black Hills. We actually have 6 national parks and monuments right within our tiny little Black Hills and Badlands area, from Mount Rushmore to the Badlands to Devil's Tower and Wind Cave and Jewel Cave and Minuteman Missile Silo. So that's always a really great thing to do. We also have a fantastic state park called Custer State Park that has about 1,400 head of wild buffalo.
I've heard of that one. Yep.
It's beautiful. The scenery is very diverse and very beautiful. Great hiking in the area. Crazy Horse Memorial is here. So we have two one-of-a-kind mountain carvings you can't find anywhere else in the Black Hills and Badlands area. And on top of that, the outdoor recreation is fantastic. There are family attractions like Reptile Gardens and the 1880 train and Bear Country all throughout the area, which just make it a really great destination for families. Or, you know, head up to Deadwood and have an adult vacation.
Right, right, exactly.
Wow. Hey, Michelle, before we run on, where can people learn about this stuff?
I definitely go to blackhillsbadlands.com. We have great information about all of the Black Hills and Badlands, including events and different activities throughout the area.
Okay, let's talk January, because I know at the end of this segment, I want to talk about, obviously, the stock show, which we killed and you guys kept alive. But what's happening in January until then around the state?
Sure. So there are a lot of fun events throughout the Black Hills and Badlands area. One fun event that we have going on January 16th in the little town of Custer in the southern Black Hills is our Burning Beetle event. So I know Colorado has had issues
Burning
with
Beetle?
The mountain pine beetle.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have had issues with that as well.
Right.
So in 2013, they started a Burning Beetle event to recognize what the beetle was doing to our trees in the area and to just have people be aware of the forest and the importance
the impact.
Of it to us.
So That's cool.
Yeah,
what's the event? What do they actually do at the Burning Beetle event?
They burn a monster-sized beetle. So they create this huge wooden beetle, and everybody gets torches. They have a variety show. They have a torch parade where they go down and they actually burn this beetle.
Oh, wow.
In Custer.
Now, so Michelle, there would not be any adult beverages involved in this area at this time, would there? This is not just basically a setup for a mass party, am I right?
Well, yes, there might be a slight party there, well, too, but you
just
know,
maybe.
If you can have a bonfire in the middle of town in January, that sounds like
a great idea to me.
Which town is that again?
That's in Custer in the southern Black Hills.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, let's get to the Western Stock Show. As everybody knows, we said bye to tens of millions of dollars of business here in Denver because we're not having a stock show. You guys said hello to that business. And just as a reminder, tell everybody what happened the day after we canceled ours here. What happened to your phones up there?
Oh, it wasn't even the day after. It was minutes after yours was canceled.
Phone
started ringing at our Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. So, yeah, Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo takes place January 29th through February 6th in Rapid City. And it is a fantastic event. Great event for us to have at that time of year and really draws people in from the region. And this year we'll be drawing people in nationally because very few stock shows are going on, of course, as you know.
Very few are going on. And by the way, a lot of people, you know, we're from Denver, so they look at Rapid City and think it's really small. Actually, Rapid City has tons of hotels.
We do, yeah. There are about 5,000 hotels. Well, maybe not quite that many, but about 10,000 hotels all throughout the Black Hills area. So definitely a lot of places to stay. Camping, of course, is really huge in the area as well, too.
Okay, would you recommend, and last thing, would you recommend that people basically call ahead at this point pretty soon and lock in? Lock in either in Rapid City or in the outlying areas and get their lodging quick.
To come out for the stock show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend that people call and make reservations in Rapid City if they're looking to do that, just because we are expecting a large crowd of people. Because it is regional, we do have a lot of people that come and go that may be here for a couple days and then leave again. So, if there's a specific event that you want to come for the stock show, you can find that on blackhillstockshow.com, and you can give us a call. You check out our website, blackhillsbadlands.com, for hotels available in Rapid City.
Okay, so blackhillsbadlands.com or blackhillstockshow.com. Basically, go to any of those and first figure out when you're going to be there. Then what? From there, you just go to any of the hotel sites, or is there any other central hub where you can direct people?
Sure. If you go to blackhillsvacations.com, they are a central reservation service for the Black Hills and Badlands area, and they can help you find a great hotel in Rapid City or any other area you might be looking at.
If you wanted to make a trip out of it with your family and visit some of those sites you mentioned earlier, you could do that on the way up and back down.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Would you actually bring your family to see a beetle be burned? Or is that a little too adult beverage-y?
Well, it is a family event, too. They do have a celebration and a variety show, so it's not all adult beverages.
Nice.
It's definitely a family-friendly event.
Okay. I was just kind of
I still got the little kids in the house, so I always think family. That's my frame of reference.
Hey, Michelle, one last question. Did your governor ever get her Christmas wish? Did she get a flamethrower?
You know, I don't know if Santa brought her a flamethrower or not, but yeah, if she did, I'm sure she'll have a lot of fun with it.
I'm sorry, that was just hilarious when I saw that, when I saw her shooting a flamethrower and saying, "This is what I want for Christmas." Okay, Michelle Thompson,
everybody's governor do that?
Fantastic. Yeah. Our governor,
we're
not going to talk about our governor. We're not happy. Okay, President, Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association, Michelle Thompson. One last time, Michelle, how can people reach you?
You can go to blackhillsbadlands.com or give us a call at 605-355-3700.
Fantastic. Michelle, thank you so much. We will have you back.
You're welcome. Have a happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And next up is Ascent Health Centers. At Ascent, they'll help you feel better. You know, so often you feel tired, worn down, and Rob, you just start to think this is normal. This is the way I'm normally supposed to feel.
I know. We need a new normal.
Yeah, we need a new normal. Well, because that isn't normal, it's unhealthy, and it's almost always because of things that Dr. Julie at Ascent Health can quickly diagnose and correct with great treatment and even greater advice. Call Dr. Julie at 303-343-8800 or go to ascenthealthcenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
A good shop. Okay, you've had a car accident and you feel like you're not in control. But you are. Don't let the insurance company decide where your car is towed. Have it taken to a good shop where you get great work done by people you can trust. Have this number handy, 720-541-7697. Now, you can fill out the contact form at klzradio.com, but don't forget that number. Have it ready, 720-541-7697. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at a good shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding a good shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with a good shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. This is Rob, and I'm with Andy. We're filling in for John today. We're having a good time.
You do that very well, sir.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
You are a natural.
Doing my best.
All right. So, talking a little bit about Christians and Karens.
That's right.
Okay. And I think it has become really shocking for a lot of people because, really, especially in places like Colorado, people thought that when the left rose, right, when the liberals rose up and seized power and it became a blue state, they thought they were going to see a lot more freedom, no longer being oppressed by those terrible Christians.
Right, right.
What happened?
The opposite, really. You know, and that's what happens. It's ironic when we want to push those that want to have a moral standard. We think they're the ones that are reigning in the tyranny, when in reality, everyone has their own view of righteousness, and those that are self-righteous tend to be the most inflicting on others of their views.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Because do you ever wake up and look around at people and just say, I want to make them live like me?
No, I wake up with a desire to see them free, and I know the truth will set us free. So for me, it's about having those conversations about the ideals of what we hold dear and then letting that play out in their life and behavior versus, policing people. It just doesn't seem like a good tactic to actually change long-term behavior.
Let me get to another example of a Karen thing. And this is important because what is in everybody's hands now that has empowered the Karens?
Social media.
Yes, a phone.
Yeah, smartphone. You could film your neighbor.
Exactly.
And call the police. We got the police called on us just for being at a gas station without a mask.
Did you really?
At a gas station.
Well, you are a criminal element.
Wow.
I mean, were you looting? Were you burning down cities?
We were paying for our own gas and putting it in our own vehicle.
Wow. Okay, well, here's one that was given to me. I won't give names, but when I put it out online and basically said, hey, give me some Karen examples. This is awful. This guy, he says he works in retail. They had a lady come in, and she's been coming in regularly, taking pictures of employees waiting to get them with their mask off. Like there's an employee taking a drink of water or a cashier behind a sneeze shield adjusting her mask. Then she would send the photos to the county health department claiming this was our normal compliance. She almost got them shut down.
Wow.
Now, do you see any Christians doing this?
You know, hopefully not. I don't. You know, it's interesting, Karen. If you don't know, listeners out there, what we mean by that, it's a slang term,
right?
Where
did it come from?
It's an obnoxious, angry, entitled, generally woman who polices other people's behaviors. Now, the left has used the term to assume things like privilege and racism. We are not using it in those terms. We're not assuming people's heart motives when it comes to those things. But it's someone who is trying to restrict the behavior of someone else, usually with pretty minor infractions.
Yeah. Well, you know, and here's the thing. A lot of times people look at the church and they think, oh, the church, well, they're ignoring COVID. They don't care about COVID. You know, I wouldn't go that far. But I think what the church has is perspective.
Right.
And if you have a group of people, and I don't care if they're right wing, left wing, no wing, it doesn't make any difference. If they are unwilling to look at the numbers, they're not going to have perspective. Am I right?
Yeah.
They're just going to be radical cranks.
Right. Well, we're looking at the numbers. We're using common sense. We also, our faith does help us, because when we have faith in a life beyond this one, then, you know, we're not as desperate when people are so worried about losing this one, although we value it. So that plays a part in it. And we just see love. When they say love thy neighbor, we see that a little differently than the word love's been hijacked, right? It says love your neighbor as yourself. Well, and Jesus even said, I love one another as I have loved you. Well, how did he love us? He loved us enough to confront us. He also loved us enough to tell us the truth. He loved us enough to, you know, say the hard thing. So, you know, love isn't just necessarily tolerating. It's also not policing, you know.
Yes.
Love is speaking the truth and doing relationship.
And once again, doing it with perspective.
Yeah.
Looking at the real numbers. On. Remember, Jesus also said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
So
that golden rule, there's a version of it, although, by the way, that's the positive version, do rather than avoid doing. It's rather different in Christianity.
Right, right.
But it is, there's a version of that in every major religion.
Yep.
And here's the thing. Would you want somebody to walk into your life with their agenda and tell you that you have to live like that?
And shove it down your throat? No, you wouldn't. And would you, you know, for me, they say, hey, wear your mask or don't invite your family over for Christmas. That's loving your neighbor. Well, but it's really not. And from my perspective, loving my neighbor is liberating them from these fears, liberating them from these false agendas, and resisting a little bit of these restrictions.
Well, let's take a look at what we're talking about with the numbers. And I've mentioned this before on air. Folks, we're treating this like it is a plague. Now, perspective. The plague wiped out a third of Europe. Okay?
Wow.
It killed a third of Europe. And by the way, Rob, it didn't need comorbidities to do so.
Right, right.
Okay? It didn't wipe out a third of Europe at an average age of 80 or whatever it is right now. And by the way, do I think there are more deaths this year than most years? I'm sure it's up some just because we shut down a whole economy. And, you know, COVID is a factor. And you've got people killing themselves and all this kind
right,
of
right.
Look, I think it's up some, but it's not up 300,000. It just isn't.
Well, and the Black Death was up to 200 million.
Exactly. At a time when you didn't have that many people, Rob.
And people say, well, that's because they're hygiene. That's because they weren't doing these restrictions. Well, wait a second. We're looking at the death rates in relation to the cases.
Yes.
We're not talking about these restrictions might hinder cases from taking place, but the death rate's going to be the same.
Okay. So what we're talking about is numbers. That's a third of Europe. This has killed 0.1% of America. Okay?
Wow.
That's perspective. A third versus 0.1%. And we are shutting down our entire economy and putting millions of people out of work.
Yes.
So they are desperate. They are confused. They don't know what to do. We're ruining their entire lives by treating this like a plague. It isn't a plague. Am I right? It isn't a plague. A plague killed a third of Europe. This has killed 0.1%, and that's if you call everything you possibly can a COVID
death.
Right,
exactly. And when we mention the economy, some of the arguments and rebuttals are, well, see, the Republicans or those on the right, all you care about is the money. It's like, no, we're actually talking about people's livelihoods and well-being. We're talking about the people. And just bring a little bit of the pastor perspective here. It's so crucial that we talk about reaping the fruits and benefits of your own labor. It's actually one of the biblical themes that points to heaven and the age to come. The Jewish writers of the Bible when they looked to paradise, let's just say, put it that way, they looked to a place where you could reap the fruit of your own labor. When it's being oppressed, when it's being basically stripped and stolen, when you've built your whole life around a business and it gets taken from you because of these lockdowns, it's a very serious crime against humanity. It's not just about the greed and money.
And you're doing it without looking at the numbers. The second you talk about the numbers, they get angry. Folks, numbers aren't evil. They're loving, they're caring. And
information.
Information is actually a good thing. Okay, that's it for hour number one. If you missed this hour, it replays at 6. Otherwise, hour number two is coming up on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.